Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick is in for Celeste Headlee this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Down there in Washington. You've seen the movie Apocalypse Now, right?
No, only 24 times.
Well, exactly. Well, the famous scene, of course, of Robert Duvall commanding an air cavalry unit in Vietnam, sweeping in with deadly force with those helicopter gunships. And you've also seen the movie Black Hawk Down?
Only about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Right. Both, it seems to me, tell a tale of the helicopter as a symbol both of American successes in combat and also failures in combat, wouldn't you say?
American success and American hubris in combat, all those things, yeah.
Indeed. Tom Barthel has been a helicopter pilot for over 20 years. He's flown in Iraq and Afghanistan. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
So yesterday, Tom, we're doing great. When you heard this story of 9 dead in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan, and again, the circumstance is still under investigation, it appears it was a crash, even though the Taliban is claiming responsibility. When you heard that report, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
The report of the crash, the first thing that goes through your mind is, you hope for the best for any survivors and, of course, for the family members, but... being a pilot, it's one of the things that you have to deal with in a wartime situation.
Now, you're familiar with the sort of Robert Duvall era of the helicopter gunship and also the Black Hawk Down cautionary tale of how vulnerable helicopters can be in combat. How vulnerable do you think choppers are in the Afghanistan theater to either mechanical failure or being taken down by surface-to-air missiles? The Soviets had really serious problems maintaining their air fleet during their invasion of Afghanistan. Tom?
Right. The as far as the surface-to-air missile scenario goes, there's very few that are able to be utilized, if any, currently in Afghanistan, seeing as a lot of the Stinger missiles that the Russians had to deal with were provided by us, one means or another. Today, the largest threat to the helicopter is small arms or medium-sized machine guns and RPGs, as you stated.
So RPGs, those are rocket-propelled grenades. Tom Barthel is on the line from Hampton Cove, Alabama. He's flown in Iraq and Afghanistan as a helicopter pilot. When you go up in Afghanistan, Tom, does it go through your mind that somewhere down there there might be a surface-to-air missile, even a Stinger provided by the U.S. military back in the 1980s?
It does.
It does.
When you're doing mission planning, you take all that into consideration in the area you're going to be flying, and you look at the threat scenario on the ground, and you do think about it, but once you begin your actual mission, you become so busy with the mission itself that you don't think too much about the what-ifs.
Well, Tom, bring us in on the overall risk and benefit of the helicopter. I mean, the benefit, hoverability, slow and low, tactical advantage, but slow and low means you're vulnerable, right? What is the how does a pilot balance risk and benefit when you're flying into a hot zone like in Afghanistan?
With the helicopter, maneuverability is an asset. The most vulnerable period is obviously takeoff and landing. That's for any helicopter or even aircraft. When you're close to the ground, you're obviously closer to the effective range of the weapons that you're going to be dealing with. But, there's techniques you can use to counter those weapons. You also have crew members with door guns that can protect the aircraft. So it's very rare, and I consider it lucky if, in fact, the Taliban were to be found that they actually had hit the helicopter. I think it would be a very lucky strike if that were, in fact, the case.
Well, let's talk about mechanical failure then, Tom. The Apache helicopter was known for having problems early in the Iraq conflict. There are issues with choppers in Afghanistan. A soldier is more likely to die in a chopper, or twice as likely to die in a chopper in Afghanistan than was the case in Iraq. And soldiers have no choice in Afghanistan. The roads are simply not appropriate for travel, particularly for people that need to get places, from point A to point B quickly. What is the vulnerability mechanically to these advanced weapons?
Mechanically speaking, John, you have to look at how many hours you're flying those aircraft. Now, you hit it on the head with the fact that Afghanistan is basically 19th and 18th century America, if you look at it in terms of infrastructure. There are no roads, none whatsoever, mostly trails. It's mountainous. It's very dusty. It's hot, high altitude. So the aircraft having to be used more to get troops in and out, supplies, they're flying a lot more hours. And of course, there is a correlation with, you're more likely to perish in a helicopter in Afghanistan. I mean, that's because the odds, the flying hours that are being flown over in Afghanistan are much higher than they were in Iraq.
Right. Well, Tom, let's end on this. We saw in the Black Hawk Down situation in Somalia that the lifeline of the chopper is a key component of morale for all troops, whether they step in a helicopter or not. If they believe that those birds can come and evacuate them, and let's just say in all the conflicts in this century, medevac pilots are heroes, absolutely heroes. But if that lifeline is threatened in some way, either by mechanical failure or by some capability that the Taliban would have to bring those down, it affects morale all along the chain. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that.
And so what's the Pentagon to do about its reliance on helicopters in a situation? You take out the helicopters, you pretty much take out the soldiers.
That is a true statement. The one thing you have to look at, though, is you have to weigh the risks. You have to remember, this is a war. The Taliban they have a mission, and their mission is to push their religion and their side of the story. As far as the helicopter use, you just have to weigh the risks with what your end state is, what your mission is. So I don't think that you can take away the use of the helicopter from a safety perspective just by looking at one or two accidents. And the other thing you have to really consider is that it is much more dangerous to travel along the ground on roads and vehicles. Roads have many IEDs. They're easy to get for the Taliban. So you would see a lot more casualties if we were, in fact, to use the roads more often or the trail system.
Well, the best of a troubling set of options. The helicopter is safer than traveling on the ground. Tom Barthel is a helicopter pilot. He's been one for more than 20 years, flown in Iraq and Afghanistan. He joined us from his home in Alabama. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.